today on Path of Grace.
So what do you think about the message of John? Is it true? Or was he a false prophet? If he was a false prophet, what would that make Jesus? Now here's the message of John, the prophecy about Christ. Behold the Lamb of God, who completely lifts up, removes, carried away, takes upon himself, removes from the earth by death, and causes to cease the sin of the cosmos, the universe, the world, the inhabitants of the earth, including those who are hostile to Jesus. Wow. Was that a true prophecy, or was it false? I have heard way too many people explain it away and make it much less than what John says. Are they correct in making John a false prophet? Or was Jesus correct in saying John is the greatest among prophets? In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus was talking to a crowd of people about John the Baptist. Let me read the passage to you. It's Matthew chapter 11, verses 7 through 11. As they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What did you go to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist." So as Jesus talks about John the Baptist, he tells us that John was a prophet, but not just any old prophet. He was a prophet other prophets had prophesied about. And Jesus says that out of all the prophets, John was the greatest. Think about that. Jesus calls John the greatest prophet. Now, it seems to make sense that if a person is going to be called a prophet, then the messages that they proclaim would have to be absolutely true. And so if Christ calls John the greatest of all the prophets, oh my goodness, without a doubt, we would have to say that the message that John proclaimed, the words of prophecy he spoke, would have to be spot on, or else he would not have been the greatest. And I'm not sure that we could call him a prophet at all. If what John proclaimed was not true, and Jesus not only called him a prophet, but the greatest, what would that say about Jesus? Please, think it through. If John wasn't spot on in his proclamations to the people, you would have to say he wasn't a prophet at all, much less the greatest of them. And if Jesus called him the greatest among the prophets, yet John was wrong in his prophesying, then, well, that would mean that Jesus was wrong. And if Jesus was wrong in his proclamations about John, oh my goodness. Now, let me tell you, I'm convinced that Jesus was absolutely correct in calling John a prophet and the greatest. And so I'm convinced that John and the messages that he spoke, the proclamations he made, had to be spot on. So what was his big message? Let me read it to you. This is from John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, ready? Here it is. "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." You've probably heard those words many times. You've probably read them many times. This is the message from the one Christ calls the greatest, a prophet among prophets. "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Do you believe that proclamation is true? That Christ is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of, who was that? The what? The world. The word which has been translated as world in our English translations is the word cosmos. Have you ever heard that word before? Cosmos, you probably have. Here's the way it is used in the King James Bible according to Strong's. This is how it's defined. The world, the universe, the circle of the earth, the inhabitants of the earth, men, the human family, the ungodly multitude, the whole mass of men alienated from God and therefore hostile to the cause of Christ, world affairs, the aggregate of things earthly, the whole circle of earthly goods, any aggregate or general collection of particulars of any sort, the Gentiles as contrasted to the Jews. Man, this is a pretty all-encompassing word. The universe, the world, the human family, the whole mass of humanity, including those that are presently hostile to the cause of Christ. Now, what was John's message? Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the cosmos. He takes away the sin of all the inhabitants of the universe? All the inhabitants of the earth? Can that mean what it sounds like it means? Is this true? Or was John a false prophet and Jesus just a guy who had no clue what he was talking about when he called John a prophet and said he was the greatest? Wait a minute. This goes so against the grain of institutionalized religion and tradition. It goes against Orthodox theology. There's got to be something wrong with the translation. John couldn't have really meant that Christ takes away the sin of all humanity, including those who are hostile to him. Maybe the original word translated as takes away actually means something other than takes away. After all, there are a few words that have been poorly translated, like the words that were translated as hell in the King James and the word aeon, which is wrongly translated as forever. Hold on, my friend. There is nothing wrong with the translation here. The term takes away is translated from the word airo. Let me read you the rather lengthy list of definitions from Strong's. To raise up, elevate, lift up, to raise from the ground, to take up stones, to raise upwards, elevate, to draw up a fish, to take upon oneself and carry what has been raised up, to bear away what has been raised and carried off, to move from its place, to take off or away what is attached to anything, to remove, to carry off, carry away with one, to appropriate what is taken, to take away from another what is his or what is committed to him, to take by force, to take and apply to any use, to take from among the living either by a natural death or by violence, to cause to cease. Oh my goodness, once again, that's a pretty intense and powerful word. So what do you think about the message of John? Is it true? Or was he a false prophet? If he was a false prophet, what would that make Jesus? Now here's the message of John, the prophecy about Christ. Behold the Lamb of God, who completely lifts up, removes, carried away, takes upon himself, removes from the earth by death, and causes to cease the sin of the cosmos, the universe, the world, the inhabitants of the earth, including those who are hostile to Jesus. Wow. Was that a true prophecy, or was it false? I have heard way too many people explain it away and make it much less than what John says. Are they correct in making John a false prophet? Or was Jesus correct in saying John is the greatest among prophets because of this message? Now, there's a bunch of scripture I could share at this point, but I just want to leave you with this particular one in mind along with what we looked at yesterday. Remember that passage? The angel on the night of Christ's birth proclaiming to the shepherds the announcement of all announcements, saying, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people," not just some. "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." He was saying, good news, Christ the Lord is born. He is a Savior. I bring you good tidings of great joy for all people. And now today we see John saying, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, which would include the sin of all people. My friend, this is truly good news, way better than most people have ever imagined. And sadly, it's a message that is explained away and watered down and flat out denied by the majority of religious institutions. My name is James Flanders, and each day the greatness of the work of Christ, the Lamb of God, blows my mind more and more. How about you? Thank you for spending this time with me today. Be blessed, my friend. Be blessed.